Naya swallowed hard at the blunt blessing. The stinger was the birthright of the Moran, and if used, their death warrant. The venom that would drop a foe in his tracks would also travel to his slayer's heart. The two enemies always died together. The words were said to one who was not expected to return alive.
"Goodbye, Mama,"
Naya whispered, too softly for her mother to hear. She slammed a palm against the button and the door opened. Without pausing, she raced down the corridor, her path outlined by a strip of emergency lighting. She skidded to a halt when the hallway branched into two separate directions, picked one, and ran headlong into one of the clones.
"Whoa there,"
he said, not unkindly.
"You're not supposed to be here, little one."
"I will not die huddled in fear," Naya snapped.
"You're not going to,"
the clone said, attempting to be reassuring.
"We've outrun puddle jumpers like these before. Just get back to the holding area and stay out of our way. We've got this in hand."
Naya smelled the change in his sweat. He was lying. For a moment, she spared compassion for him. What had his life been like when he was a youngling? There had been no one to give him hugs or tell stories. No loving parental hands to soothe childhood's nightmares. Only brothers, identical in every way, who had been raised as clinically as he. Brothers and duty and death. Feeling strangely older than the clone, and grateful for her own unique life that was about to end, Naya smiled, shook her head, and darted past him. He did not give chase. The corridor ended in a door. Naya punched the button. The door slid open onto the cockpit, and she gasped. She had never been in space before, so she was unprepared for the sight the five-section viewport presented. Bright flashes and streaks of laser fire dueled against an incongruously peaceful-looking starfield. Naya wasn't sufficiently knowledgeable to be able to distinguish one ship from another, except for her own planet's vessels, looking old and small and desperate as they tried to flee with their precious cargo of families just like her own. A clone and the Jedi General, the squat reptilian Alina, who had led the mission to rescue Naya's people, occupied the cockpit's two chairs. With no warning, another blast rocked the ship. Naya went sprawling into the back of the clone's chair, causing him to lurch forward. He turned to her, his eyes dark with anger, and snapped,
"Get off this!"
"General Chubor,"
came a smooth voice. Naya's fur lifted. She whirled, snarling silently. Oh, she knew that voice. The Moran had heard it uttering all sorts of pretty lies and promises that were never intended to be kept. She wondered if there was anyone left in the galaxy who didn't recognize the silky tones of Count Dooku. He appeared on a small screen near the top of the main viewport. A satisfied, cruel smirk twisted Dooku's patrician features.
"I'm surprised you contacted me. As I recall, Jedi prefer to be regarded as the strong, silent type."
The clone lifted a finger to his lips, but the warning was unnecessary. Naya's sharp teeth were clenched, her fur bristled, and her entire being was focused on the Count's loathed face. But she knew better than to speak. General Chubor, sitting beside the clone in the pilot's chair, so short that his feet did not reach the floor, likewise was not baited.
"You've got your victory, Dooku."
His slightly nasal, high-pitched voice was heavy with sorrow.
"The planet is yours. Let us have the people. We have entire families aboard, many of whom are injured. Their innocence."
Dooku chuckled, as if Chubor had said something dreadfully amusing over a nice hot cup of tea.
"My dear General Chubor, you should know by now that in a war, there is no such thing as an innocent."
"Count, I repeat, our passengers are civilian families," General Chubor continued, with a calmness at which Naya could only marvel. "Half of the refugees are younglings.